Hi, good vach, Shana Tova, and everything. Hope your Rosh Hashanah was absolutely amazing. It was very meaningful. Hopefully you were able to connect in your tefillah, and you're able to, you know, also hopefully connect with your family and your friends. So again, this is Yisachar Wortel, and we're going to be talking about Parshat Hazinu, but of course it's also Erev Yom Kippur, so we'll try and touch upon that as well. Hazinu is not the most straightforward, I guess it is if you look at the English, but in the Hebrew, it's actually extremely difficult. It's very poetic, and there's many, many underlays of meaning. I mean, there always is a lot of underlays of meaning in Divrei Torah, but especially in Hazinu, there's a lot of very cryptic and poetic language, and there's a lot of hinted allusions. Anytime we have what we call poetry or Shira, we have that phenomenon. So I want to talk about, this is something that I actually came across multiple years ago, and I thought it was really, really cool. So we're approaching now the Zman for Rain. You know, that's really, you know, post-Sukkot. But we're approaching a time of Chesed, right? And we want Chesed to rain down as well. We don't necessarily just want precipitation, right, in the form of rain or dew, which is good too, but we also want Chesed to rain down as well. And we want to, you know, so much so that we blew the shofar, we wanted to be hofech the din, we wanted to change the din into rachamim, into mercy, and we wanted Hashem to be chesed and be merciful upon us, and we're going to be asking now, you know, facing Yom Kippur, we're going to be asking Hashem for mechila and to, you know, forgive us for all different types of sins that we've committed. We ask our fellow man, fellow woman for forgiving us for different wrongs that we may have done. But let's go back a second to this week's parsha. Towards the beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah mentions numerous types of rain which can function as blessings. This comes always shortly after or right before Rosh Hashanah. Usually it's after Rosh Hashanah and often before Yom Kippur, although it can be between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But it's a time where we recognize and acknowledge Hashem as our Melech and, you know, and our King on Rosh Hashanah. So it's always connected to that. Now, on Rosh Hashanah davening, we said, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimoch Leolam Ve'ed, which of course is also a very, very popular song now, and is a very common refrain in general, and we say it in many different circumstances. Hashem is king, Hashem was king, and Hashem will be king, or will rule forever and ever. And perhaps part of the reason the song itself became very catchy is also because of its eternal message that has within it its deep importance. Now, this is pretty cool. In Hebrew, the three tenses are Melech, Malach, and Yimoch. Under the first mem, so in Melech, is a segol, which is comprised of three dots. Okay? Bear with me, I'm going somewhere. Under the second letter, mem, which is malach, right, is a kamatz, which is composed effectively of three dots which are unified together into a bar with a lower protrusion that goes down. So effectively, it's a bar with a kind of a half crossbar below. Under the third letter, mem, are two dots going downward, known as a shva. So that's a yimloch in that mem, right? So that's comprised of dots migrating downward. So thus there's a pattern, and this pattern can actually be described in three different ways. The three dots of the segol can represent the condensation or the water particles themselves, which then coalesce into a cloud of kamatz, right? They combine together to kind of form this unified structure known as the kamatz, and then they precipitate downward, as we see in the shva. That's one way to look at it, and that's the progression of rain, which we hope for Hashem to bestow with us after the Chagim, with the blessing of rain, primarily in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're focusing on. Now, Parshas Hazinu, which mentions rain as one of the primary blessings or one of the primary chesed of Hashem, can be seen through this lens. Or it could perhaps see more broadly as a second way of describing the vowel pattern. And how is that? Hashem takes his energy or the matter which he created, which is symbolized by the three dots. The three dots are, in essence, like substance, so to speak, or particles or energy, whatever you want to call it, right? And he forms something material out of this energy or out of particles. You could think about it in a scientific or in a spiritual way. And the conjoining or the creation or the bria or yetzira, whatever we call it, effectively the bria, right, of combining things together, combining forces together, combining particles together, whatever it is, combining molecules, whatever it is, comes together to form something more solid. These three dots solidify to form a kamatz, which he then bestows to mankind, symbolized by the giving down, right, the two dots descending downward in the downward pattern of the shva. We who are made in his image are to emulate what Hashem does and therefore have the ability to make something out of the raw materials and use it to help or give others in the world. And this, in fact, gives rise to our third explanation of a pattern. And that has to do with the names of the vowels. and I'm going to explain it in two different ways. So the names of the vowels as well as the shape. The first is the segol, which comes from the root for treasure, right? We also see it's an amsegua, a treasured nation. These three dots are the treasure which end up in the hands of the kamatz. The root connotes a fistful and is related to a specific grabbing procedure that we see by a kamitza, which the Kohen used for flower offerings in the temple. Yet it is also the same root as a kamtsan, which means a miser, for he holds on to his treasure when he's expected to share it with other people through acts of giving and charity. So let's take a step back and explain it. These three dots can represent material pieces, right? Whether it's coins, treasure, you know, whatever, a couple quarters, whatever it is, or, you know, grains of wheat, whatever it might be, right? So these are essentially separate entities that you have. You take them into your hand. That's the kamatz. But is it an open hand or is it a fist, right? So the kamatz can be either one, depending what you do with it. The goal is to turn that kamatz into a shva, that you want to effectively rain it down upon either, upon the other people. You want to be able to give it, and you want to make it equal, which is actually where the word shva comes from. It's the same root as shaveh, which means equal or equivalent. What I have is not only meant for me. I have an obligation to those who need help and to also help other people enjoy the goodness of the world and certainly meet their needs in life, right? There are two dots going downward. I have one for myself and I give one to somebody else. We are sharing. I am giving half or just symbolically part of what I have to you. I take my one dot and I'm taking another one and I'm moving it down and connecting it to you. I'm removing it from my fist or I'm taking it from my open hand and extending it downwards or outwards effectively to you. And that's the strongest way to emulate Hashem with chesed. And these three things, right? So Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, correspond to virtually everything we see of three. And, you know, it's something I talk about constantly. One of which, of course, is Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. So they have many parallels. And they also correspond to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. And again, this kind of ties into many, many other things which I've both spoken and written about. But the Zohar and many commentaries teach that the Chag of Sukkot is specifically connected to the bestowal of kindness, which is the bestowal of Chesed. And so to some extent to all three, but especially the third one, right? So it's to connect to Chesed. And Chazal also teach that there is an implicit or explicit, depending how you look at it, connection between both the blessing of rain and everything associated with the concept of rain, as well as prosperity in general. And it's not just our job to ask Hashem for prosperity and to ask Hashem for whatever it's wealth or goodness or health or whatever it is, but we also need to give prosperity to other people, whether it's through monetary means, whether it's through time or other means of assistance. Because ultimately we want to emulate Hashem, whom we've just acknowledged in Rosh Hashanah as our eternal king. And therefore, the best way to emulate him is to be beings of chesed. And in turn, Hashem will hopefully bring chesed down upon us like rain, a beautiful blessing like rain, and bless us with prosperity. I'm wishing you all a Shavuot Tov, as well as a Shana Tova, and of course, a Gemar V'Chasima Tova.